Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Deion James. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chuck Porter. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner is walked intentionally. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bob Gibson now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. James reaches second base with a double. Bob Stanley now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rick Waite's now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Easler reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards first. Cooper catches it and steps on first to double up Newman. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.